Basin, Doc said, on what to call him. Now, you remember?
I done forgot, but I tell you, I used to like to go to
him. Him go down yonder and go.
It was a
come back.
Thing that you skim
them
skims off.
Have a skimming hole.
It had a long handle to it, and that juice would drip out. You just got the skimmings.
Got the skimmings.
And you'd put it in a skimming hole. And a lot of folks used to like to go at night to the meals.
Would that syrup and molasses, is that the same thing? Is
yeah.
that different?
Yeah.
All the same.
But there's different kinds of the sorghum and ribbon cane.
Ribbon cane and sorghum.
That's sorghum, is that a kind of molasses like?
But it ain't good as that ribbon cane.
Ribbon cane is delicious, it used to be to me, but I never do see any of it like that no more. The stuff he used to make was real good.
I want to tell you this thing that happened, and I won't quit my foolishness.
No, not.
We used to, my daddy run the syrup mill all night a lot of times. You know, it was pretty well grind, make syrup all night.
I
didn't know
how
to ground it. Had a thing, two rollers of thing, I couldn't explain how they
and hitched the mule to it.
And the thing come down here, the lever, as long as you hear the edge of that walkway there. Mm-hmm. It went elevated down, fastened up here. And them two things there, when that lever hook a mule to them, he'd go round and round. Them wheels would turn, you know, what you'd be calling it.
Juice out.
When you came to that, barrel sitting here and that juice would run, that grind that cane. Mash it up, the juice would run down there.
And you had to have somebody feed the meal.
You had somebody had to sit there and feed that.
And take the plum.
Tote the cane up there as you fed. Way, you know, somebody did
and then
that.
Somebody had to get
them. Somebody took them over. After you go through the meal, done mashed all the juice out, somebody had to be there with a pitchfork and throw them out of the way. You know. That's what I was fixing to tell you now. That my daddy was making right there in old man Howard's right close to his backyard, and a bunch of us went over there that night. That right, I done got up nearly grown. This paper boy that I was telling you about, the soda water, was his younger brother and me was about the same age, Riley Pape. Mm-hmm. And they had this pitchfork there, and them old Kurds, what you call them, it, where they done told them out there with that pitchfork. Mm-hmm. And they had a skimming hole there for when they'd skim, they'd take my daddy to have a place to throw them skimming, you know. Called it the skimming hole. And this here Riley Pape, his pitchfork was standing out there. Whenever they get through talking away from the meal, the mule would keep running, but they let them pile up and then take that pitchfork, get them piling back out of the way. And then they'd stick that pitchfork up in the ground, you know, leave. And this one of these Howard girls, Annie Howard, me and her were just 2 months different than our age. And she went to walk by the skimming hole. And Riley Pape, he was about my age too. And he walked up behind and made out like he was going to push her in that skimming hole, pulled it all through fun, you know. And she run there and grabbed that pitchfork. And took out after him, you know, like she was going to punch him with it. He run just like he was scared, you know. He knew she wasn't going to hurt him. But the road was right there close, and the bank on the left-hand side from where the house was, the bank there, just about high as that porch. And old man Howard had a hog lot there. He had his fence connected out under the road, and then out here, and then went around there, and he was using, this here was the road here. He was using this here bank for the one side of the fence. He didn't have to build that fence there. And Riley Pape, after Annie Howard took out after that pitchfork, he went wrong like he's scared, you know.